The final days of this election became an unexpected thriller. The gap between the two candidates narrowed, and as voters went to the polling booth, the result was too close for pundits to confidently predict. 49-year-old Nikos Christodoulidis is the former foreign minister who quit the ruling VC party just a month ago to run for the presidency as an independent. He positioned himself as a unifier, free from the constraints of party allegiance. But his former colleagues on the centre-right branded him a traitor who divided the party. From a position of power, the centre-right appeared to be imploding. His opponent, 66-year-old Andreas Mavroyiannis, also ran as an independent, albeit with the backing of the left-wing AKEL party. The AKEL government's disastrous handling of the 2013 financial crisis still lingers in many voters' minds. But Mavroyiannis' campaign gained momentum in the final week with his focus on corruption and promise to prioritise the reunification of the whole island of Cyprus. Would centre-right VC voters really support a left-wing candidate just to punish Christodoulidis? The answer was no, but the margin of victory was no landslide. The entree of the new president is a daunting list of economic and political problems. Inflation hit a four-decade high last year at 10.9%. The high cost of living provoked a rare general strike last month over pay demands. UN-backed talks between the Greek-speaking south of Cyprus and the self-declared republic in the Turkish-speaking north have been frozen for nearly 6 years. And with asylum seekers now numbering some 6% of the south's population, migration is an issue that is creating significant tensions. There has been the sense, in this election in particular, that disaffected voters were faced with choosing the least worst candidate. Nikos Christodoulidis may have won the ballot, but having alienated so many of his former party colleagues, he now faces a real challenge to establish his authority. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera.